So this is a case that our clients filed back in 2014, and Towards Justice represents these nine individuals in collaboration with co-counsel, both locally and nationally. And our clients have brought claims of both forced labor and unjust enrichment against the GEO Group in relation to two policies to which they were subjected while detained in the Aurora, Colorado Detention Center that is run by GEO. One of those policies requires all detainees to work, basically doing janitorial-type tasks while they are detained. And if they don't do that work, they are threatened with or subjected to solitary confinement. And the other policy is related to a policy that, quote-unquote, allows detainees to work and be paid $1 a day. And our clients allege that both of those policies are illegal because they violate the Trafficking Victims Protection Act forced labor provisions, and they unjustly enrich GEO on the backs of its detained workforce.
So it's obviously a milestone that this group is able to even bring the case forward, but it's also, in addition to that, it's the first time that immigrant detainees have been able to jointly proceed as a class action lawsuit. Can you talk a little bit about what that means for the immigrant community and moving forward?
Absolutely. So what happened yesterday in that case is a judge here in the District of Colorado ruled that our clients, our nine clients, are allowed to function as class representatives, representing a class of between 50 and 60,000 individuals who have been detained at the GEO's Aurora detention facility since around 2004. And that's a huge deal. It's a huge deal for our clients, and it's a huge deal for the members of the class. The folks who have been detained at the Aurora Detention Center are migratory, vulnerable. Many of them are sort of dispersed across the country and across the world at this point, so their ability to enforce their rights is substantially limited. And so the use of the class action mechanism is an incredibly powerful tool. I mean, I think it's also incredibly powerful in terms of drawing attention to the suit. To a complaint from nine people is very different than a complaint from 60,000 people. And our hope is that a complaint from 60,000 people, by all coming together, we can not only make a difference in the lives of folks who were previously subjected to this type of policy that our clients allege is illegal, but also make change within GEO so that we don't see these types of abusive practices continuing out in Aurora.
Kind of going off that, what is the next step going forward, and what is the ideal outcome for this case?
Well, these big class action cases take a long time to litigate. There's the possibility that the GEO Group will appeal the ruling on class certification, which came down yesterday, a fight that our clients are prepared for. And if they don't, we'll move forward into just proving the allegations in the original complaint and moving towards trial. These cases take a long time, but hopefully we will be able to both change policy within GEO and also recover monetary damages for our clients and for the class.